is KQPCB. KQPCB, listening for any calls.
GC2NVM, monitoring for any calls.
Good morning, Travis here, KQPCB. Happy Thursday.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I thought I was doing good this morning. With the mindset that I was going to slip out to go view the big boy train going through, and that's still the plan. And then I see we've got some rain here. So I wore a jacket today, but maybe it'll stop before we get to that point. I also added some frequencies into an older scanner of mine, and it was a scanner that. It was one of the early scanners that had all the pre-programmed radio reference database frequencies in there. And you could just put your category or your county, and it was one of the early ones. Well, it stopped working at one point a couple years ago, and last year I rebuilt the SD card for it and got it working again. Well, I added some more railroad frequencies to it yesterday and the day before, and it was working great. This morning I'm like, oh, I better throw some fresh batteries in there, and I did. And as I hop in the truck here, I turned it on today. I was going to let it monitor. I'm going to drop a second here. I was going to let it monitor just to see if I heard anything this morning, and it's having an issue, the SD card again. So I might have to start from scratch on that card, or maybe it needs a new card. I thought maybe something happened when I put the batteries in. Unless the batteries are low, maybe I'll bring it inside and check that. But, yeah, other than that, things are good. How about you?
We had our board meeting yesterday, and boy, it got exciting. Our chairman on Tuesday was kind of chastised and talked to by a couple people because we put the Wi-Fi in, and they're like, how come only two people have the password for the Wi-Fi? And the chairman's like, because we just had it put in on Friday, and we haven't figured it all out yet. We're not even sure we're going to open the Wi-Fi to the membership. It's not for the membership. It's for the security of the club. But they were all just bent out of shape that there's Wi-Fi and they can't access it.
So this is the first time they had Wi-Fi at all, correct?
Yes, we've finally decided, because we've had all the shenanigans going on with the tires getting dropped off illegally, the giant flat screen television in our dumpster, that we want to have a little bit more controlled and remote monitoring of the club, and so this is how the board felt that they should go. So this is what I've implemented, and people are just getting torqued up that, how come I can't access it? Because it's not for you. It's for the club. Just because you're a member doesn't mean you get carte blanche. So last night I activated a guest Wi-Fi and put the password of buy me a beer. And then I separated the two. So guests can go on, but they can't do much. And I got to figure out parental controls, because I want to make it to where it's G-rated.
Here, when you were handing out the password?
The bar was open at the end of the night, but not many people really got the reference to buy me a beer. And, oh, well, if I buy you a beer, will you give me the password?
I can get why people, you know, feel entitled these days to every possible service that the club could potentially offer. You know, if they're paying membership, they feel like they have the right to it. But, that wasn't what it was intended for. Yeah.
This is KUQDDQ. I didn't care that I didn't have the password or not.
The club has had
I'm not there long enough to make
use of it. Cable TV. And there'd be guys that would have it on porn channels and recording on VHS cassette tapes 8 hours worth of porn, and then they would come in, change out the tape, and do it again. And then they would have it on inappropriate times, and a couple times kids had walked in with their parents, and it's like they struggle to turn the TV off. So the club president ended up taking all the tapes and putting them in a garbage can and lighting them on fire. And was like, yeah, no more porn. And so we're a porn-free culture, but anytime there's internet, that's the first thing guys gravitate towards is, well, can I watch porn on that?
In there, Brad, I heard you double in there with Jeff. And I'm actually cruising on Erie Street today on my way to work, and I see a guy setting up a, you know, like those pop-up canopies at the front of his yard because he lives on Erie Street, and it looks like he's getting ready for the train to come through later today. So maybe he's going to sell hot dogs or something. KCPCB, yeah. Good morning, Brad. Go ahead, take it.
Good morning to you both. Yeah, Jeff, the Tuesday night I did hear a lot of people, hey, what's the password? I want the password. I have no interest in the password. I don't spend that much time at the club, and if I do, I have my phone that has, you know, that I'm connected to Verizon, and I get internet through that. I don't need to have a password. Like you said, it's for the club. It's for monitoring. I don't need it. People were up in arms about that. I don't know. I don't get it.
I also named the Wi-Fi network New York State Police Surveillance Van Number 7 to kind of deter people from trying to connect to it.
Yeah, I saw that on when you were setting up the network. I saw that, and I go, that's an interesting network name. I like that.
How did they know that it was from the club providing that network connection and not a neighbor?
Because there were a few people that were in the know, and I think they said, oh, yeah, they got Wi-Fi in the club now. And then it just spread like wildfire.
Yeah, that completely kind of undoes the covertness that was intended for that whole system, I guess.
I could also just make it a hidden network and not broadcast an SSID.
Having the hidden network sounds like the way to go. That people just wouldn't be able to even see it on their phone.
Maybe open it up later.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for the board to make their decisions and let me know what they want me to do.
That makes sense. Let the board make the decision. Then if there's any issues, it comes back to the board, not you.
Yeah, although with Tom Maroney being out for surgery, I was acting president last night, so I got to run the meeting and organize it and orchestrate it and tell everyone to, okay, we can move on now. Can I get a motion to move on? Okay, let's go.
For two cars,
how
already
long has
in
Tom
that
been
parking
president?
Lot at Central and Erie Street. Wow, those guys are early.
I think I doubled with you, Travis. Is there a lot of people on Erie Street already?
I expected zero activity, but there was a guy setting up a pop-up back on Erie Street itself. I forget where, somewhere near pavement maybe. And then as I came up to Erie and Central, there were two cars in the, I could see somebody sitting in there, at least in the one of them. The other one had tinted windows, but people sitting in the parking lot up there next to Lancaster's Tower at Central and Erie Street.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get out that way this morning and see if I can't see Big Boy.
Schindler was saying he was thinking about going over and parking in the village, like by the 151 Pizza, walking up by St. Mary's, which would be a good spot. But I didn't know if I wanted to do that. I think I'd prefer just to cruise down Erie Street until I found an open spot and grab that. I think that's what my plan's going to be. I'll have to, he offered for me to ride with him. I offered for him to ride with me, but I guess we'll see which way we want to go. This is K2PCB.
What time is all this taking place?
I thought the departure from Buffalo was 9:30, but I've been here at 9.
Oh, I'll be working knee-deep in Fuchstein.
By the Harlem Road Bridge at around 9 o'clock.
And Brett?
Careful you don't poke your eye out with that antenna, Travis.
You heard me saying this is this old Radio Shack scanner. I had it all programmed. And now it's telling me it's got a fatal error, SD read error, after I changed batteries and brought it with me this morning. Saying about Harlem there, Brad?
My understanding is the train was near the Harlem Road Bridge, or that's where it came in at, Tuesday, and then it would be leaving from that area at 9 o'clock this morning.
So I could probably leave here at 9 or 10-2 or something like that and be just fine.
I don't know how long it's going to take to get up to any sort of speed. I don't know what kind of speed they're going to go at. They probably will stay at a relatively modest pace so that, you know, as many people can see it as possible, because I'm thinking there's the Cinelac underpass that it's going to come past. There's, I think it's going to come past on Panora Street. So there's some areas in Depew that it would be visible.
Well, if it's trying to leave Buffalo, it's probably going to go as fast as it can.
I probably could buy that statement, but I could see you're right, going slow until it leaves the village and then start picking up. All the more reason I would like to be on your street where it starts to pick up. That would be cool. All right, 6:45, I'm going to run. I'll probably monitor W2SO because I think they're doing that thing you mentioned to track it when I head out there. Yeah, this is K2PCB. I'm going to run, and I'll talk to you guys later. I'm clear.
73s, KT2, NVM, clear.
73s to you both. This is KE2GDQ, and I'm clear.